State Dance Tournament coverage brought to you on Q92 by United Prairie Insurance Agency, Black Pearl Corn and Soybean Growers, Egg Processing Incorporated, American Surplus of Montevideo, B. Johnson Electric, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tenson Marine of Raymond, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Madison Bottling Company, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Brian Tebben Farm Bureau Insurance, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Hanson and Dole Funeral Home, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Chad Kranz, Mama's Brick Oven Pizza, Madison Optical. State Dance coverage brought to you by Ludvigson Tiling, Erickson Chevrolet, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Fernald's Crop Insurance, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Greg Thole Electric in Madison, Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital, The Wold Agency. State Dance coverage brought to you by Dean Martinson, Pioneer Seeds, Warren Trigestead, Pioneer Seeds, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Chibble Mutual, Mitch Gertis Appleton, Mattress Barn in Marshall, Heartland Motors, Morris, and Zarbach Memorials in Madison. Thanks for joining us for State Dance Line coverage right here on Q92.
All right, good evening, everybody. Good afternoon, I should say. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports here at Target Center in downtown Minneapolis. Ken Baranski joins me on this update, and Ken, a pretty exciting time, isn't it?
Boy, I tell you, Paul, I didn't know if I was going to make it down right away this morning to watch the semifinals, I guess we should call it, to see the final 12 teams, and oh, what a fun time it was, and what an atmosphere with the 2 and 3A schools coming on the floor.
That's right, the AA and the 3A teams have been, their jazz competition has been completed. They're just going to find out who's going on to dance later tonight. But one thing we do know, in Class A, Lock Paul Valley Dawson Boys Shadows and the Yellow Medicine East Silhouettes, they will dance starting at 5:30 tonight.
Absolutely, Paul, and you know, for the final six teams, what's exciting, we've got two out of our three in our Section 3A that made the finals again this year. And I looked at the scores, and Bold finished in 8th place out of the 12, so they danced well, it looked to me, but not quite strong enough to get to the final six.
Okay. They do post those on the Minnesota Dance team website. So where did the Lock Paw Valley Dawson boy end up there, Ken?
Well, they didn't post them, but I happened to brush up against Hannah Johnson, our coach, and she said Crazy was the leading point scorer in the first round. The Shadows came in an extremely tight second. And then she said it kind of widened out to third place was Aiken, and I believe Zimbroda Mazeppa was 4. YME was 5th, and then Marshall Duluth, or Duluth Marshall was 6th. But she didn't give me any scores, but just 1 and 2 were extremely close. Then it widened out to 3 and 4. So kind of like all year watching the state scores, it might be a two-dog race.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting finals in jazz here tonight at Target Center, that's for sure. And I thought the Shadows did fantastic in their routine, didn't they?
I did too, Paul. You know, I talking to a few other parents, you know, us novice dads, we thought maybe they looked a little stronger in the section finals than the preliminaries today, but that's fine. That leaves the best one to finish maybe at that state championship. But they looked very, very good, and you know, we're kind of critical. But, you know, obviously they look good enough to advance, and they're knocking right on the door of the first ever jazz state championship for the Shadows.
Yep. Well, let's, the teams that will be competing in Class A tonight, starting at 5:30, Zimbroda, Mazeppa, Aiken, and Aiken's won the last couple championships in jazz, I believe.
Absolutely, Paul, that's exactly right. If they would win, it would be their third in a row in jazz. And just to show the strength of that program, I believe if they would win in high kick tomorrow, that's 5 in a row.
Ooh.
So those girls up in Aiken know how to dance, evidently.
Sure. And then we're pretty happy with for the Yellow Medicine East Silhouettes, too, also dancing in finals tonight.
Absolutely, and they've been getting stronger as the year's been longer. They came out of the gates starting the year back in early December. Looked a little slow to some of us that know the power and strength of that program, but they're just building momentum to finish up the year.
And then Marshall School Duluth is a finalist tonight in jazz, and then Frazee, as Ken mentioned, and Lockapaw Valley Dawson Boys Shadows. Boy, when they announced the six winners of Ken, they left one spot open, and to me it was nerve-wracking, maybe not to you, but you know, you never know what can happen in state.
Well, that's the thing, you know, you hear 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5, and you're thinking, wait a minute, are we just too, looking at it too positively, our girls weren't quite as strong, but we were all pretty darn confident that the best name was going to be called at the very last to dance.
I think I just want to mention who the Jazz participants are for Lacrosse Valley Dawson Boyd, and they're a young, very young team.
Yeah,
we got Caitlin Baird, Lydia Offit, Josie Munsterman, Aaliyah Schomer, Grace Johnson, Addison Oy, Paige Torstenson, Savannah Erickson, a senior. I think she might even be the only senior on Jazz, and Allie Stratmore. So we got a lot of 9th and 10th graders there.
Absolutely. The program is going to continue strong. I think you're right. Savannah Erickson, I believe, is the only senior on the Jazz team. And if I'm not mistaken, Paige Torstenson is a junior. One of the early girls is a senior this year, and I never met her. Lydia's a junior.
Okay.
And I think it's Ashton Oy that's a senior, and she dances on kickball. I believe Addison's a sophomore and 9th grader.
Yep.
So we've got some young talent to keep building over the next couple years.
You got some stats there in front of you wanted to talk about there, Ken?
Well, I do, Paul. If you give us the time, I'm just going to run backwards through the season. You know, the dance season is fairly fast and furious, and we started the dance season in the RCW competition in Renville back on December 9th, and the top three teams were Frazee with a rank point of 3.5 or 3.5 points. The Shadows came in second at 5.5, and Montevideo came in at 9. Then a week later, we were at the Bold competition, and the Shadows came in, finished first with a rank point of 4.0, Bold at 5.0, Montevideo at 11.0, and Aiken at a 13.0. Then we took a little holiday break, and then right after the holidays, we had our Dawson Boyd tournament, our local Lackawanna Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows hosted in Dawson. Shadows swept that tournament. Both Jazz teams won first. Both varsity teams won first. The Shadows came in first at a rank point of 4.0, Y&E at 5.0, and Worthington third at 10.0. Then we had the big tournament up north at Ricori on January 13th, which that was, I think I told you, Paul, in a text, that was a state preliminary showdown up there for the two northern sections that Frazee comes out of, and Aiken and the Shadows, Wyme, and up there it was very competitive competition. And the Jazz, Frazee took number one with a rank point of 3.0. Our Shadows danced very strong, came in second with a rank point of 6.0. YME came in a strong third, but a separation in rank points at 11.0, then Montevideo at 13.5, and Bold won a tiebreaker to win fifth up there with a rank point of 16.0. Week later, we were at the big YME tournament. We saw some of the southern teams from down in the southeast part of the state. The Shadows Jazz team came in first with a rank of 3, YME at a rank of 6. Zimboda Mazeppa, who's in the finals, was there, and they came in third with a rank point of 9.0, and then the Bold Divas came in at fourth with 13.5 rank points. Then the last competition of the year, that was actually after the Camden Conference Championship, was at Camby Minneota hosted that.
Mm-hmm.
The Shadows won that with a rank point of 3. Bold came in second at 6. Worthington came in and beating it, winning on a tiebreaker of 11.5. Then in between there, we had our conference championship, which the Shadows took first. YME took second, RCW took third in Jazz, and then last week, as we well aware, was another great day for the Shadows, and the Shadows took first place in the sections, YME took second, and Bold took third. So I call out a lot of Shadows, a lot of YME, and a lot of Bold throughout the season. And the three teams we've got in Section 3A, two out of three again are dancing for the finals here this afternoon.
Yep. Yeah, that's an amazing season for the Lacrosse Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows, hasn't it, Ken?
It has been, Paul. And you know, we talked a little bit on the radio last week that when we were at RCW way back on December 9th, and the Jazz team came in second behind Frazee, who's been a powerhouse.
Yep.
And I'll foreshadow to tomorrow a little bit, the Kick team beat Frazee at that same tournament.
Yep.
So that was an awful, I think, enlightening moment for the girls and a powerful momentum and energy building to start the year off against a known strong state competitive competition team. And went 1-1 with them, basically, in Jazz and Kick, and 1-2.
Well, we're really going to pay attention when Frazee dances here in about an hour, and Lacrosse Valley Dawson Boyd, and it'll be loud in here. A lot of Shadow fans here today, Ken.
Oh, there is, and I think I know there's more coming, because my vehicle was with four people, and my wife and my two daughters and Bobby's mom were coming down. I know there's other people coming after work and things like that, so it's going to be exciting, Paul. When I looked at the section scores for each of the four sections in Class A, each section gets three teams in Class A to advance, and our Lacrosse Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows were the highest scored team in Class A with a total points out of 700. So for fans that don't know much about dance, they get scored on 700 points because there's seven judges and there's 10 categories they get rated in. And then they drop out the highest judges score and the lowest judges score to determine the rank point. But the Shadows came in at 511 points out of 700. and the second highest score in the section finals, which again, it's not a head-to-head.
Right.
It's more like the Olympics, was Frazee at 497. Mm-hmm. So the Shadows had a plus 14 total point score,
right.
But you really don't know what the ranks are all
right.
the way around. And we actually had one team, Worthington, had the 10th highest score in the state and didn't qualify because our section is so difficult,
yeah.
Which is just something that...
How many teams are in Class A in dance, I wonder?
Well,
roughly, would you say?
I would say there's probably in the neighborhood of 50 to 60. I didn't add those up for sure, but I would say most sections probably are between 8 to 10 teams on the low, and I think our section had 14 or 15. So there's four sections times 15 teams, that's 60. That'd be the high side, maybe 45 on the low side. So
okay.
Very competitive.
All right. Well, of course, Jazz today, and then tomorrow we do the same thing over again. Times are exactly the same. It's just high kick.
That's right, Paul. We calm down overnight and try to bottle up some unreserved energy for tomorrow, but tomorrow seems like kick brings a little more energy to the target center. Not that we're lacking energy with
right.
Jazz, but high kick just seems to be a little more momentum grabber, where Jazz is a little more jumping and leaping and turning.
Right.
I kind of call it more of a ballroom theatrical type dancing, where the kick, I say, that's just get your legs in the air, girls, and get ornery about it. Have fun with it.
Yep. it's a hardcore, in-your-face, heavy metal kind of a routine, and that's what brings high energy to it.
Oh, I love this routine this year, Paul. In the last couple of years, when Kendall, our ninth grader, has been on varsity, I love those two routines. But we started putting some 80s and 90s rock together and getting, like you say, in your face with it. I think it's a lot of fun. And there's some other great crazy dances to Hamilton. And I know for the Dawson Boyd kids, that's pretty cool because they did that as a musical. So there's a musical connection for a lot of the Shadow Girls and the fans, too, watching Frazee dance the Hamilton-type theme.
Right. Well, Ken, I think you're going to join me tomorrow sometime, too.
You bet.
Maybe later today, whatever is going on. The AA and A fans, they're moving out of the Target Center here. They're moving up into the concourse area. Now the A fans will be coming down here shortly, and it's going to be another scene here at Target Center, isn't it?
We're going to basically flip this Target Center from 2 and 3A back for the single-A finals.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the mob squad out and the mob squad in, and as long as nobody gets trampled, we're in good shape. It's kind of like Black Friday shopping, it seems like, to me, Paul. It's a little dangerous.
All right. Well, Ken Franske joining me here at Target Center here in Minneapolis. I know I got some alumni lined up here to visit with here shortly. Kylie Schoke, Victoria Zinda are here, and they'll be on the air here with me shortly. So, Ken, thanks a lot for coming on the air, and you're always welcome.
Absolutely, Paul. Appreciate you letting me run through some of the season stats.
Yeah.
A lot of our listeners don't watch dance or don't hear about all the big stats, but it's always fun to support the Shadows.
All right. With that, Maynard, we'll turn it back to you at the studios, and I'll call back here in a few minutes when some of the alumni show up.
This is Brittany Whitmore of Lacaparle Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows Dance Team, and you are listening to State Dance from Target Center with Paul Ramo. Let's go, Shadows!
The Genio Turkey Store Feed Mill in Dawson is proud to be a local consumer of locally produced corn and soy meal. You can call Dan Struxness at 320-769-4851 for information on feed. And Genio Turkey Store Feed Mill is happy to support local high school sports here on Q92. And good luck to all area teams and athletes. Genio Turkey Store Feed Mill in Dawson.
Sundrop, the original citrus soda, predates any of the other copycat citrus sodas. Sundrop is a local favorite that has been distributed by Madison Bottling Company since the 1960s. Thanks for making Sundrop the local citrus soda favorite. Distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
Ready for a new washer or dryer? Want the industry's most durable washer and dryer? Want the industry's best warranty? Want the cleanest clothes? Want it all at a low price? Speed Queen is your answer. And where do you get your Speed Queen washer and dryer? At Larry's Refrigeration and Heating in Ortonville or Madison. Larry's Refrigeration and Heating has last year's Speed Queen models at discounted prices, so stop in and check them out. Limited supply, so get them while they last. It is their best-selling laundry brand, and customers tell them how much they love them. Larry's is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. That's Larry's Refrigeration and Heating. They're located on main streets of Ortonville and Madison.
State Dance Tournament coverage brought to you on Q92 by United Prairie Insurance Agency, Lacaparle Corn and Soybean Growers, Ag Processing Incorporated, American Surplus of Montevideo, B. Johnson Electric, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tenson Marine of Raymond, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Madison Bottling Company, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Brian Tebben, Farm Bureau Insurance, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Hanson and Dahl Funeral Home, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Chad Kranz, Mama's Brick Oven Pizza, Madison Optical. State Dance coverage brought to you by Ludvigson Tiling, Erickson Chevrolet, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Fernald's Crop Insurance, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Greg Thole Electric in Madison, Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital, The Wold Agency. State Dance coverage brought to you by Dean Martinson, Pioneer Seeds, Warren Triggestead, Pioneer Seeds, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibel Mutual, Mitch Gertis Appleton, Mattress Barn in Marshall, Heartland Motors, Morris, and Zarbach Memorials in Madison. Thanks for joining us for State Dance Line coverage right here on Q92.